The project itself is a carbon capture and storage project. So we're working with these ethanol and fertilizer facilities. We'll have about 20 receipt points across the network of the system as a whole. We'll capture that CO2 gas that would otherwise be emitted as part of those processes. That gas will then be dehydrated to take as much water out of it as possible, put into and then pressurized into a liquid form. It'll maintain that liquid status throughout that network of pipeline infrastructure, ultimately to that storage point in South Central Illinois. It'll go ultimately to an injection well there, where it'll be pumped approximately a mile to a mile and a half underground, so far below any of those critical water resources that many of us are familiar with, having grown up on well water myself. And over time, that liquefied CO2 calcifies and becomes part of the rock, so it is permanently stored over time.